Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast. Thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Now, the idiot store called. They want you back.
Guys, so here's how this played out. Rebecca De Mornay has a birthday today. Now, if you're wondering who that is, that's the really hot blonde chick in Risky Business with Tom Cruise.
But she's the terrifying nanny from The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yes. Very accomplished actress. I didn't know the hot chick from Risky Business was Rebecca De Mornay. The only other times I had ever heard the name Rebecca De Mornay was when I was watching this episode of Seinfeld.
Excuse me. I'm Rebecca De Mornay from the homeless shelter.
Oh, hi.
Are you the ones leaving those muffin pieces behind our shelter?
You've been enjoying them?
They're just stumps.
Well, they're perfectly edible.
Oh, so you just assume that the homeless will eat them? They'll eat anything?
No, we just thought it.
I know what you thought. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. What do they need the top of a muffin for? They're lucky to get the stumps.
If the homeless don't like them, the homeless don't have to eat them.
The homeless don't like them.
Fine.
We've never gotten so many complaints. Every 2 minutes, where's the top of this muffin? Who ate the rest of this?
We were just trying to help.
Why don't you just drop off some chicken skins and lobster shell?
I think I might.
Okay, so
JJ goes, she is amazing that she can be an African-American woman to pull off a French name.
That's
like
what
that.
I said. I said, oh, that's great. And I said, she's transcending all these cultures, not knowing that they just ripped off the lady's name from Risky Business.
Amazing.
That's how sheltered my life is.
But that's amazing how closely you pay attention to Seinfeld to even know her name, Rebecca De Mornay.
I thought she was the real Rebecca De Mornay. I had heard that name, and this lady who was portraying the homeless shelter worker, I thought she just had a cameo on Seinfeld because so many other people did. Bette Midler, cameo on Seinfeld. So many hundreds of thousands of people have had cameos on Seinfeld. I thought Rebecca De Mornay was that chick who worked at the homeless shelter on Seinfeld, not the hot chick from Risky Business.
Now you know.
Look what I caught. Look what I caught on the camera at home.
Oh, you know what that is? So cute. Yeah. It's a first day of school picture.
My wife taking a picture of my sophomore in high school at the front steps, and he's actually posing. Now,
he has a school pic. What year was it where he looked like a killer?
That was his hockey pic.
Oh, was it? He had the bright orange hair then.
Yeah. So he kind of, it's weird. He started out as a redhead. He's almost like a blonde brunette right now. But he had this look, and that was, he loves hockey still, but he was so into it that year that when they took his pictures, he didn't blink for a couple of minutes before or after.
Yeah.
And his eyes were like too big, and it was literally scary because you'd walk through and you'd see the association pictures for the Hockey Association, and people would always go, "Ooh, look at that kid." And I would never, I'd be walking behind him. I'd be like, "That's mine." But
he could have been on like Law and Order SVU. They have the digital pads now to go through. Just keep swiping until you find the whodunit.
He looks like anybody that's guilty. Now he's got this thing where he'll smile, but he won't show his teeth.
Yeah.
He'll just go, like, quit taking my picture because I don't want my picture taken. I'm sure she will here. And then it'll make him angry and he'll make her take it down.
Do you watch Ted Lasso?
No, you know, I never got into it.
Everyone says to watch it.
I never got into it. I just didn't have the time.
So I was reading yesterday that someone has been doing the Ted Lasso secret sandwich at work. And so what happens is Ted Lasso and then Coach Beard, because I was asking this girl all about it, what is the secret sandwich? And she said they would each make a sandwich at their house in the morning, and then they'd swap with each other.
Oh, because you try and make something your friend likes.
Yeah. What would you make today if I were to switch a sandwich with you?
So what would I make for you?
Yeah.
It would have, well, whatever. What have you been eating in here that smelled like raw onions?
Over
the last couple of weeks? No, because I had mentioned it to you, and you're like, I don't know if I even like this. It was something.
It was the Livia mashed potatoes.
That's
I
would make a mashed potato sandwich then because.
It's like a Dick Titus.
Yeah, right. Like
a Dick Titus.
A beef commercial.
Yeah.
If I could make you something, I would go spicy mustard.
Okay, I can handle
with
that.
With probably some kind of salted cured meat, maybe like a pastrami and mustard on whole wheat bread with some sprouts and a little bit of lettuce and some tomatoes.
Not too shabby.
And probably
I'd take
avocado.
A marble rye,
avocado.
But I'll go with wheat. That's fine. You know what I'd make you? And I've been really into it lately. I got the Livia bread. And so I slice up my bananas and do the peanut butter banana and then a little bit of cinnamon. Would you like a sweet? Would you like a sweet sandwich? See, that's the best part is like, then you'll hate your lunch, but I love my lunch. That's the best part.
That's what you're aiming for here. For me to be miserable, for you to be happy.
I'd make you like the bologna with the potato chips.
I would
square cheese.
What's the meat with the little pimento? Is it pimento loaf? Where it's got the little green things in it or whatever. I've never had it before.
Oscar Mayer sells it.
Is it bologna with things in it? Or is pimento another type of meat?
I think it's an olive loaf. You know what pimento is? It's the orange part inside of the olive. That's the pimento.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't like olives, so I don't know. But what's the meat then that's got the green things in it?
Yeah, it's a pimento loaf.
Pickle so what's the meat though? What's the meat?
Chicken and pork. This is
so it's pork with pickles? You can
if
buy
I have
that
to
in
read
a slice.
Too much into what the meat is, I'm probably not going to do it.
But I've seen it at the grocery store, right? It's in the round circle. But it's like, it looks like bologna.
Pimento loaf is in a square.
Yeah. But this stuff, what's this?
It must be the pickle.
Pickle loaf?
Yeah.
Look
at this guy.
I'm really
against. Nobody likes me.
Get out with LPP. Can you help me? Get out with LPP. Can you help me?
Up the show yesterday, we get a call from a young woman named Haley, and we're just kind of talking, and she had mentioned that, I don't even remember how Kat said something. She's like, didn't you hear that? And she was like, no, I just got back from vacation. And I had asked her, where'd you go?
Went to the Bahamas.
Nice. Good times?
Amazing.
Yeah. Time on the sand and the sun, it was lovely.
Who'd you go with?
Well, I went with with friends of ours. It's another couple. My husband was supposed to go along. But
what do you mean supposed to go along? This is the Bahamas. Like, this isn't like hey, we're going to take a quick road trip today. He was supposed to go with, but I feel like we're missing something here.
You're missing the part where I told him for weeks and months and I don't know, every day, good morning, get up. You have to renew your passport.
Oh, no.
You have to make sure that's ready for the trip.
Yeah.
And it is your responsibility. I cannot do this for you. You need to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Daily, weekly, hourly. So, of course, he didn't do that. And when we got to the airport, he couldn't go on the trip.
Was stopped with a passport that was expired. That he didn't. Mm-hmm. That he thought he was going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. I know. So, I went without him. And
that's what I love. I was going to ask. You went without him. Like, you just left him at the airport?
Girl, I would have done
the
same thing.
Well, he had the keys
thing.
To the car. He could get home.
How are things at home? You just got back.
He's a little miffed. But, you know, what else was I supposed to stay?
Did you rub it in, like, send him, you know, selfies from the beach and stuff like that?
I look so good. I'm rested.
I truly think after a certain amount of marriage, like you, it's okay to start living for you and not babysitting so much. You know, like you have to make sure yourself is together. And if you kept telling him, a grown man, to go get his passport renewed and he ignored it, thinking it would just like be okay, then he doesn't deserve to go on a trip like this.
That's true. And he didn't.
This is great. We just stopped and we were talking for a minute about this. And I just couldn't believe that she left her husband at the airport.
I would completely say, sorry, this is non-refundable. I'm not wasting all this money. I'll bring you back a beach in a bottle. Truly. I think people need to learn that way. I would leave.
You would leave your husband at the airport and tell him I'll see you in a week.
That's a you made your bed type of situation. You go lie in it.
Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me?
MVP this morning was a call that we took at the back half of yesterday's show that we replayed for you a couple seconds ago from a woman named Haley, and she sounded all refreshed, and we said, you're just getting back now? And she said, yeah, from the Bahamas. We said, who'd you go with? She goes, well, a couple of friends, and my husband was supposed to go with.
She said that over and over again, almost daily, sometimes hourly, she'd say, did you make the call? Are you going in? Are you going to get your passport renewed? Because you have to have it renewed. It is expired. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nagging wife. I got it handled. He thought that he would just get by the TSA with an expired passport. So hilarious. And she ended up leaving with her friends. And I'm like, I don't blame you. And we have texts that say, I don't blame her either. 7313 just says, bye, Felicia. That's what she said to her husband.
I can't imagine the fear. I'm scared talking about this, but yeah. The fear that goes through a human like me, if I would even, well, I can guarantee you this. If I got on that plane, when I got home, all my stuff would be gone. Locks would be changed. Divorce papers would be on the front, on the kitchen table.
So Summer said, I would, only for payback for what my husband did. He embarrassed me. We kept walking through a security checkpoint in Turkey on our way to Italy. They were checking my bags and yelling at me because I couldn't understand them. And they were getting frustrated at me, patting me down. To this day, I refuse to carry any electronics in my bag. He knew that they were all in my bag. So.
Yeah, but that's not like leaving you for a full week. Jacob, let's say you get to the gate. Are you married first off?
Engaged.
Okay, so your fiance says, of course I've got an updated passport. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. You trust her. You get to the gate. They turn her away because her passport is outdated. Do you go to the Bahamas?
Oh, yes.
You're serious, dude. This wedding's never going to happen if you go without her, you know.
Well, here's the thing. It would be a he. I fight tooth and nail just to get him to renew his tabs on his car, so the passport would be the same thing as she. You got to do it. Well, if he didn't do it, it ain't my fault.
Jacob, Bye. You have time to get out. Jacob, this is the rest of your life. Honestly, if I had seen any of these warning signs with Derek before I married him and I was frustrated at the fact that he couldn't handle life, I don't think I could have gone forward with that.
Jacob, why won't this dude even get his tabs renewed? What's the deal? What's the resistance?
I think it's just procrastination.
And you got that.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it later. I'll do it later.
I can't believe you would just up and leave at the gate and be like, deuces, I'll see you in a week?
You're not leaving anything important up to him when it comes to the wedding, are you? Like, the license?
Yeah, he's kind of planning all of that stuff.
No!
Oh, dude. Listen to yourself.
Jacob.
Listen to the conversation we've just... Go back.
That is the definition of insanity. Doing something the same way every time, expecting a different result.
When this gets posted to the podcast today, I want you to listen to it. I want you to fully understand after you've listened to it what is ahead of you. And now you're the same as my wife. I go, now you can't complain because you know this is going to happen. So then you can't complain about it. Super Bowl will take place in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Joe Lombardo has gone on the record asking for these fellas to do the halftime show. He said, bring them back. Back in Black. He wants AC/DC to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Really? I thought they were shopping around Bad Bunny.
Now,
which wouldn't do anything for me.
This has really sparked the conversation of, would this be the best halftime show? It would be hard to say no to AC/DC. They've got so many amazing songs. Now, the other part that everybody's talking about is that there hasn't really been a rock, like an honest-to-God rock and roll show for the halftime show since The Who did the halftime show back in 2010.
Mm.
You could take all of these AC/DC songs, and what do they get, like? They get like 12 minutes, 8 minutes for the halftime
14.
Show? Is it 14?
Yeah.
Easy 14-minute fill when you got songs like Highway to Hell.
Yeah, that's easy.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
or TNT. I mean, you could sing along with every AC/DC song that they put into the 14 minutes. No problem.
Some people saying it's time for country. So
that's where I'm at. If I was to pick one artist, and I'm not even a huge country lover, but he's probably the greatest performer on the planet, I would want this for my Super Bowl. He'd walk out there with his hat.
Derek would cry.
Blaming all of my roots. I showed up in boots.
People would weep.
I have to say he was pretty phenomenal. He is so sweet.
Who else is more experienced dealing with that kind of a crowd, too? And he's not like a singer. Like, if you love country music and you love your Luke Combs and everybody else.
Yeah.
They're singers. This guy is an honest-to-God superstar performer. Could you imagine the energy in an arena?
You don't have to sell me.
When he does this.
People lose their minds.
This would have to be
kind of on board with you. But, okay, so I said Britney only because I have this idea in my head where it is just the turn of a dial. And after every pop star, and you start from like older, and then you get to new age. So like, I don't know, Ariana it ends with, but like they only get, you know, a minute and a half, and then the dial turns, and then a new one comes out. I think that would be pretty cool. Or a bunch of country singers, and then they're like, my country. This is my country, my football. And then they turn the dial, and a new country singer comes out.
So, obviously, this is going to be the big dispute over the next couple of days. And very soon, they're going to have to name a performer because they start getting all this ready in, like, October, November.
Have you watched on Netflix the Jennifer Lopez getting ready for the halftime show?
Yes.
Documentary? That is... I got chills.
It's intense.
And it is so phenomenal. And it's amazing how much the message was important to her. And everybody else has to have a message when it comes to, like, you're assigned this, you know? And you got to go to the board with it.
If you're one of these people that is really, really pushing hard for rock and roll, like AC/DC, to get back in the limelight for the Super Bowl, here are some of the acts that you may have forgotten that are true, honest, like real rockers that have played the Super Bowl over the years. The Stones have done it.
Aerosmith did it with Britney.
Yep. Red Hot Chili Peppers, ZZ Top, McCartney, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Springsteen. Like you said, Aerosmith, Slash, and Kid Rock have all done halftime shows. So it's not like rock and roll has not been represented, but clearly with the hip hop montage that was last year, which I thought brought it down, I don't think it got nearly enough credit. But who would be the best to do the Super Bowl? You got somebody that's like maybe a fringe artist? That maybe they could get to do like a quick opener and then bring AC/DC on. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, I've talked about my friend Caitlin, who owns a store. I will not say where, but she had a new employee. She had a crop of 5 new ones start. And she has always been upfront with them. We have surveillance everywhere. They have been broken into twice in the last 6 years, which is not terrible, you know. But so she's heavily surveyed and... she busted one of the employees taking $30. And so she talked to her the next day, gave her a chance to own up to it. The girl said, no, she didn't do it. You know, sometimes people deny it right away before thinking about if I'd only told the truth, maybe they would give me some grace with this whole thing. But it took her a little bit of prompting to get it out of her. And she said that she did end up taking the 30 because her ex isn't paying monthly for their 2 kids. And she just needed to get like some milk and some odds and ends.
If she would have went to her ahead of time and said, hey,
can I get a cash advance on my check?
You know, versus just ripping someone off.
Sometimes you don't get what you don't ask for. And now you have a blemish, you know, and
no job.
And no job. I mean, my friend didn't call the police. She handled it.
That's $30. Yeah, I would just can them. I wouldn't get the cops involved.
But that's what she said. She goes, she's like, I'm battling. But her husband was like, listen, she did it for her kids. But she goes, when is that going to stop? Yeah. You know, like that's going to show the other ones. Hey, if you're falling on hard times, definitely take from the till.
There were other options.
There were other options. I agree with you. But like my heart goes out to this girl. If in fact she had to just get some milk, you know, because she's trying to survive because her deadbeat.
I get it.
Daddy is.
But there are other options.
I know.
You got to can them.
So that she's just like, I can't do this. It's got to be a one strike.
Yep, I agree. If you're an employer, it's one strike and you're out.
Really?
Yeah, if somebody steals from you.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's say you're working at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. You decide you're going to, you know, steal a $200 battery for your, you know, your tool set. Mm-hmm. You can't just do that. You got to can them. You got to can them right away.
I do agree. It would set a really bad precedent around there for the other four that started at the same time. Like,
if you were working in a retail situation and you knew there were like two strikes of you stealing stuff, think of the scheming you would come up with.
So you didn't get caught the
and
third
what
time.
You would steal the first and second time knowing you were going to get away with it. Yeah. It would be anarchy.
So I just said, you know, there's not a lot of things. I give a lot of people a lot of tries, you know, if they do things against me. But there was one thing that was told to me, and I can't say anything to this person because there are too many links that would affect my family. But I found out that she was like, that cat thinks she's like all that.
So you got more than one strike when people talk bad about you? I'd never talk to anybody again in my life.
You know, I just kind of wrote her off because, one, I really don't have contact with this woman. But two, I was really nice to her. And I would love an example of why I come off that way to somebody. Because I care, because I would never want someone to think that I think my...
Do you believe you come off that way?
Do I?
I'm asking you. Do you believe you?
I'm asking you.
No. So what do you care? Okay. Ask five people you care about if you come off that way. And if you don't, then screw them.
Okay, good.
You care so much about what other people think about you.
I don't care so much.
Of course you do. So Kat's friend has a retail business and recently caught a worker stealing $30. And then as she busted her, she finally said, hey, we got you on camera. And this young woman says, well, I needed that $30 because I had to buy milk because my ex hasn't paid.
Well, when she busted her, she denied it. So right then, now she knows she's a liar. And then she's finally like, yeah, I had to get the essentials for my kids, which you're right. There are so many different ways. Can I get a cash advance? Or can you just spot me 30? I'm so sorry, but I have to pick up some milk.
It happens to everybody. I can't tell you over the course of the time that I've been here how many people we've given cash advances for all sorts of things. People bought a new house and you needed a quick upgrade or you needed a quick fix or whatever the deal is. A lot of people, their pride is too big to say, hey, can I get a couple of bucks ahead of time? And especially as an employer,
yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't do this because you know they're working for you. You know their next check is coming in 2 weeks. You know, help them out.
I know. If you didn't realize that was an option, that's the most honest. And hopefully your employer respects that. We had a text from Anonymous, and this person said, people steal from my primary employer, and it drives me crazy. I mentioned it to my supervisors, found out that this supervisor was a part of it.
So now you
know that the people above you are not honest. That would be a tough one.
If they're not doing anything about it, they're probably part of the problem.
Tessa texted, one strike if someone says anything about my kids. I found out that there was another parent talking about my child's weight the other day at sports.
Who cares?
She's done in my book.
That
does show a lot of character, though, if somebody's going to talk about a child like that to another parent, which I think is a little gross.
So for me, you get one strike when you try and rip me off.
Okay.
And that's it. It was a situation about a year ago where a company that I had enormous professional and personal ties to tried to rip my wife off by the tune of $10,000. And I was just like, there was cold turkey. I haven't had a conversation with these people since. And they know that I know that they tried to be a shyster about it. And it only tainted my perception of everything that company does. But them not coming correct and saying, hey, somebody here made a mistake, means they were okay with that $10,000 mistake.
That's what I'm saying. Them being quiet is a big deal.
And it bummed me out too, because I had this great relationship. And then I was like, when you are willing enough to try to take $10,000, to try to rip somebody off by the two, listen, if it was $3 or $4, it was a meal, it was, you charged me too much for shoelaces, I get all that. That can happen. But $10,000 isn't a whoops.
Yeah.
It is a direct manipulative attempt to rip you off.
You've and had two businesses this last year that
well, you couldn't. One of them I almost went with.
I know.
Until I realized that they were trying to rip me off by $30,000.
That's crazy.
I'm just like, who pays that? Who doesn't look far enough into your finances to go, oh, of course I'll pay you an extra $30,000 before I get a second opinion on this?
Lazy people that don't go
above
and beyond
a price
check.
Money? I need to be in that circle where I'm just like, it's just an extra $30,000, no problem.
I think the fact that they didn't reach out to you and say, you know, human error, so sorry, this is not what we would normally charge. They put this dot in front of this O. I would have said, okay, what's my new price?
But
they didn't.
I'm telling you, you rip me off or attempt to rip me off. And I'm not here, like, I'm not going to badmouth them. I'm not going to come on our radio show and say anything. But man, when it comes to when people ask me for a recommendation for a place, you are never going to get mentioned. I'm not going to say don't go there, right? Like, that's not what I'm about. But I will never, and I used to recommend these people to everyone. Everyone. And it just made me realize not only was I giving them a ton of free publicity, but even after all that, you still tried to jack me around for $10,000. Get out.
What's trending? What's trending?
Trending is this guy on TikTok, and he had a question for women.
I asked single moms what their baby daddy's name is in their phone.
They call me
Part two.
All right. Some said Peter Pan because he never wants to grow up. One woman had Hannah Montana because he lives double life. Double life. Mr. 2 Seconds was in there.
Wow.
Dr. Seuss because he tells some tales. And then one woman had just the number 348 because that's what he refuses to pay every single month in child support.
Oh.
So you and I can't contribute because we're married to the mother and father of our kids, so we can't quite contribute. But do you have a baby daddy that is not ideal in your mind and you have him in your phone, or baby mama in your phone as something
like a nasty
specific,
derogatory name,
or something that, like, if you were to just say it, Dr. Seuss, people would be like, why? Because, you know, he tells some stories. Yeah, he tells some tall tales.
I have on my wife comes up as some chick.
Yeah.
And mostly just because if anybody's riding with me in the car, and you know how it pops up on the screen, it'll say, call from some chick, like if your phone isn't next to you. So you're like, oh, some chick is calling.
Then you gotta grab your phone, like, ooh. Oh no, I gotta.
This is probably best set for texting because I'm assuming that you've probably got a derogatory name for your baby mama or baby daddy in your phone. Just text what yours is. I like the Peter Pan one. That's pretty good. Mr. 2 Seconds.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend.